Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it's worth the fight, you said it would be. You said it would be this way.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Wiki Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Got an amazing show for you today. Tonight on the program, radio debate, taxpayer paid for. Chess. Racist because the white pieces move first? Well, White Castle have to change their name because you're offended if you're not white or live in a castle. Well, they have to change Cracker Barrel's name. Or Chinese checkers. A Catholic teacher is fired for criticizing Black Lives Matter movement. There's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Al Sharpton continues to push to tell a Talladega news story, even though now, after disastrous news appearances, you know, Bubba Wallace is basically, thank you for NASCAR and FBI for proving what it really was, and it wasn't what I thought it was, and Lord help us. Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie to Trump campaign. Bleep you, stop playing my songs. Well, he should be playing America by Neil Diamond or God Bless America by God Bless, you know, the USA by Lee Greenwood or the National Anthem or the, you know, something offensive that liberals hate. Melania Trump blasts Food Network's John Henson for attacking Barron Trump, saying, have fun spending time with whoever your father is today. Black Lives Matter leader, if America doesn't give us what we want, we're just going to burn down the system. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation I do hope you feel a part of. Look up to the mountains. Does my help not come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And don't forget, I got the PayPal link if you want to donate to help. This is not cheap to do this program and all the work and research. It really does help. But look at it from this standpoint, folks. I have a myopathy. I have a muscle disease. That does not define who I am. I'm not the muscle disease. I am Kyle, the man with the mic. Your color does not define you. You are a man of God that just happens to be Japanese. Or just happens to be Irish or German or black. I will be quite honest with you. I don't ever remember people. I never knew. I heard Bubba Wallace's name. When I saw him, I'm like, oh, cool. I never realized he was black. Until they started shoving down our throats the fact that he's black, he's black, he's black. I guess growing up, being around black people, I was, and I never remember people pushing that in my face when I went to school with kids that were black. Not many, but the few I went to, it was never, they were never shoving it in my face. And you were a kid that just happens to be black. Just like I was a kid that just happens to be Polish. We're all made in God's image. We're all God's children. Let's start acting like it. And it starts right here in the heart. No one's perfect. Let me get that out of the way. Nobody is perfect. There's times where at the end of the day, I'm like, Lord, forgive me of my sins and iniquities. Lord, forgive me. Help me. And my wife has really, really been with me. My buddy Craig from Arkansas one time, I'm getting ready to write my show. And what am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? I know what I'm going to write. Like, what am I going to say? This and that. And he goes, look at how many people, look how many countries you got people listening to you. You have a platform. Use it the right way. And in a way, I kind of have tried to. I've always tried to wake people. I don't care if you're a Democrat. What do they stand for? If you think Black Lives Matter is great, then why aren't they protesting all the deaths in Chicago? The 88 deaths and like the 100 shots. Why didn't August Gill's life matter? Why didn't he? A 3-year-old girl died in Chicago. Black girl. Innocent girl. Why isn't her life mattering? Why aren't you outraged at that? Ask yourself that question. How can you be outraged when one bad cop kills one innocent person? But when tons of innocent people were killed, you don't have a problem with it. Answer those questions. Those are questions only you can answer. Only you can answer that one. If you put anything in front of Lives Matter, then you're signaling out one group. How does division help anything? Does the BLM bring us together as humans, or does it pull us apart? That's a question you have to answer. If you think that Black Lives Matter brings us together and unifies this country, if you think that, you think that. If you don't, you don't. That's a question you have to answer. Those are questions I want you to think about as you go on with this conversation. Let me go back to this point again. Look up to the mountains. Does my help come from here? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalms 121, 1 through 2. Think about that. Look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. Think about that. Think about that. Me being the chef I am, I cook for a living. Last thing I really want to do is come home and watch someone cook. Yeah. Now, there's some people out there that might want to be an auto mechanic all day and go home and watch the Auto Mechanic Network and watch people work on cars. Not everybody. But you're a chef on Food Network. Stay to cook. I hope Baron gets to spend today with whomever his dad is, John Henson. He's a person on the Food Network. Now, if outside of the Food Network, if that's like a one gig he does and he has a political talk show and he talks about politics like I do, then okay. But you don't attack the president's son. then you don't attack the president's son. I'm tired of, let's crap on President Trump's son all day long, but how dare you do that to Obama's kids? Here's another question. One man was born in Kenya, Africa, and grew up to become the leader of the free world. People from Kenya can dream big because one of their native-born sons became the leader of the free world. What's stopping anyone from accomplishing their dreams, no matter what race, color, creed, or gender you are? What's stopping you? It's another question you need to think about. I mean, this is where this world is coming to. We're having people, I do this. I do the research. I do this for like a second job, dang near. Well, a third job because I run a support group and that's a full time. But I love it because I get to relate to others and be there for them. But you're a Food Network host, stay to cooking. Get on there and say, you know what? I had this strawberry jam that was all natural, made with real sugar versus corn syrup. And look at the color difference. And look, I like the one that had the corn syrup better. Don't know why, but, you know, debate on that stuff. Don't sit there and bash the president's son. I don't care who's in president. I might make fun of Chelsea Clinton I can make fun of her because Hillary's not the president. Oh, it's great. It's great. Yes, it is. But it's what it is. I mean, we're living in a world now where we have a public taxpayer-funded radio debate. Chess is racist because white moves first. When I played chess, I don't think we even cared. We didn't know who went. But when, like, well, hey, you got to start over, man. White goes first, man. Nah, we didn't. It wasn't like that with us. I played with people like, yeah, I can pretty much guarantee, yeah, if you do what I think you're going to do, I'll win in four moves. And if you go like, this will take me five, and this will take me three. Can you pretend like you don't know what you're doing so this can last more than like two moves? I actually want to play. It's not like that Big Bang Theory where it goes, if you move there, I get you in five moves, three. It'll take me one move. And he puts the thing down. Yeah. You know, I actually want to play. If you want to show me, and then he's like, you know, and then we get into, you can't do this, you can't, just fun banter, you know. I'm like, okay, I'm rubbish at chess, you know, I'm not good, but it's fun. I mean, but it's what it is, you know. Oh, and don't forget to comment if you want to let me know you're out there. But you know, I mean, we're getting to a world where chess is racist because the white people go first. Yeah. What if that was what if that was in battle? Okay. Yeah, the white person, you put your foot on that landmine first and see if it sets it off. Let's change up what the white going first means. They're trying, like I said, see, I told you on that debate. Name something I can find a way. There you go. That proves my point. White person, you know, how is gray offensive? Well, that's multicultural. That's like, you know. Well, thank God there's no black TVs anymore, black and white TVs, because they probably complain that there's more white in the TV than black. Well, we had a scientist look into it, and in this black and white TV, it was exactly 54% white particles. Really? Well, see, what people don't realize here is I've never lived in a castle, and I'm not white, and I'm offended by their name, so they better change that name. instead of being proud of where you've come along this journey. Name, here's another question I have for you. Name one country or one civilization or one race that has never been enslaved ever. Name one. It ain't gonna happen. That's never been enslaved. They take people from China, ship them over to New York. Okay, here's $20,000 to come over here. And then you're in a sweatshop and you're trying to pay off your debt. There are slaves in this country. And it's wrong. It's amazing how when Chaz was in full force, they had like a police force. They're trying to disband police, but they had their own police. Oh, they're against the wall. But they had one. They had a border. They had all the stuff that they don't want at the border down there, but it's because people don't know anything. They're retarded. Oh, I want to have a... They're not retarded. What it is they're going because they don't like Trump. How dare he want to vet people? Okay, let me get this straight. So, we're going to have a party at your house, and I'm just going to invite whoever I want to. We're just going to come in. No. Uh-uh. If we're going to have a party, I want to know who's coming. I want to make sure that they're cool. I don't want people trashing my house. Wow. So, at the border, don't you want to make sure that you know who's coming in? And, yeah, of course. Well, and then you find out that half of these rallies, the people there don't know what they're rallying about. And when you talk to them, they're actually against what they're cheering for. They don't know any better. You have a Catholic teacher who's fired. Because he criticizes Black Lives Matter. They are a terrorist organization. They're a Marxist. They don't care about black lives, because when blacks are killed by illegal, if a black is killed by anyone other than a white man, Black Lives Matter does not care. I cannot tell you how many times I watch live PD and they have people, no matter what color, it's just a person and a police officer. And guess what? Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. I said, get down. Get on your knees. Get down. I said, like 25 minutes later, get down. And they won't do anything. They don't listen. And it's funny when it's the white people that get tased. And then they got that, like, old, if it's a guy and his old lady drunker and a skunk, what the hell? I can't believe it. She's all slurred speech and she's trying to complain that they're abusing her husband when he didn't do what they told him. Ma'am, we told him 75,000 times to get down, put his hands behind his back and rock his leg, and he didn't do any of it. Put a sign out in your yard that says, you step on my yard, I'll beat your ass. Excuse my French. People are going to get on your yard, and when you kick them in the butt. What'd you do that for? What, didn't you read the sign? They don't do what they're told, and then they go ballistic because the police have to use force because they refuse to surrender. What you need to do is let them handcuff you, do everything properly, and then, guess what? Then you can say, hey, look at what he did. I did everything he said, and now he's harassing me. But people don't want to do that. People don't care. But you have people that are being fired. You're having people that are being fired because they're speaking the truth. How does Black Lives Matter unite this nation? There was a lady that got pulled in the office. Why in the heck aren't you commenting on this officer and all this? I'd have been like, okay, bring it. I say, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit. See, who do I talk to? You're going to be calling. Yeah, my attorney's going to be calling you. Yeah, good luck. What am I going to name the school when I own it? I mean, there's going to be a definite lawsuit there. Definite lawsuit. Definite lawsuit. And, you know, I do have to give a shout out. I gotta do this. I'm a man. I can change if I have to, I guess. I do have to give congratulations to Liverpool on winning the 2019-2020 Premier League title. First one. I'm the better man. They deserve it, so I am being respectful. I could give them a bunch of banter, but I'm not because they deserve it. It's only one. We have 20. You have one. Got about 19 more to go. But Al Sharpton is pushing. Oh, it's, I tell you what it is. I tell you what it is. I know what it is. I tell you what it is. I tell you what it is. We're going to have an investigation of the investigation of the investigation. Well, after some disastrous TV appearances, Bubba Wallace says, now, I want to thank NASCAR. I want to thank everyone, you know, the FBI and everything, for the misunderstanding. I thought it wasn't news. And it technically, I will play devil's advocate, it is a news. But they do those so that you can pull the thing up and down, the garage door, you can pull it down. And it's been there for a long, long time, so it's nothing new. Somebody probably just did that to make a knot, like a loop in the end. I used to know how to do it where you take the rope that shreds and you get like the three pieces and how you can actually make a loop and then you weave it back in so you have like a... I used to know how to do that, but I haven't done it in years. You know, but they did what they did to make something pull on. But he's coming out now and being like, hey, it's... I think when you found out that people weren't buying it, that when people realized this is what it actually is, you're not fooling anybody, he had them, okay. He had the Jesse Smollett. When it was fake, oh yeah, I, once it was proven, based, this is what it is. But, you know, I knew it was too good to be true. Okay, here we go with all this BLM stuff. Now all of a sudden there's a, no. NASCAR is better than that. But this is the world we live in. Somebody, I forget where it was, but they shared a photo of like a block of stone and they're trying to knock it over before the guys even started carving it. Oh, we're probably going to be offended by it. I'm not even started yet. Well, yeah, we'll be offended by it, so don't even waste your time. I mean, there was talk about dynamiting. What is that place called? Mount Rushmore. I'll be honest. I was about to say Mount St. Helens, but Mount Rushmore. And the governor has, like, blocked that. Pardon me? But hey, it's one of those things moving forward that Washington slaves were legal back in the day. Black people owned slaves. Like I said before with other questions, did Martin Luther King mean nothing? Did Rosa Parks mean nothing? Look at what Aunt Jemima, Nancy Green, was compared to where she... Look at how far you've come. I mean, you basically got chains attached to you, but it's to the Democratic Party and to the government. I've looked into getting a couple programs to help me out with rent back in the day. And, well, you need to be making way more money to be able to afford the rent that this – if you make – you're going to need to make way more money than the rent than what they allow. I'm sorry, but you need to make way more money than this. But if you make more than that, then you don't get the rent rate. It's like an entrapment. They sort of like Tyson, where you don't just raise chickens and give them to Tyson. And, oh, yeah, we like these chickens. Yeah, we'll buy them from you. No. Tyson sells you, first of all, you have a book twice as big as this with all these rules and regulations you have to follow. Then they sell you the chicks that you raise. Then you sell them back to them to be slaughtered. They control every aspect of you, and you're enslaved to Tyson. Because if they think you're going to get ahead, oh dear, they'll tell you you have to put in some ventilation system that's not needed, but it's to have you spend more money you don't have, to go deeper in debt, to keep you and run you and own you. Reminds me of the Molly Maguires and the High Burdens and how they tried to get rights for the miners. Look up the movie, The Molly Maguire with Sean Connery. It was filmed behind my dad's house. Those people were slaves. They had currency that was only good at a company store. You usually lived in housing that was controlled by the company. They knew what you made. And if you were going to get ahead, oh, they'll increase what it costs to live there. They'll take the coal cart, and if you have 100%, though there's only 50, they'll just the amount of coal in that cart to make sure that you can never get ahead. The lamp fuel, they'll increase, they'll do whatever they have, they owned you. You couldn't get out of debt because they controlled everything from the, because you couldn't spend that money anywhere but a company store. They ran your life. They owned you. You want to know why so many of those Irish people have major drinking problems? Because when you're in a mine 24/7 and you come out and all you see is blackface, the whites of your eyes, and maybe the teeth if they're not covered from all the soot. That's all you saw. You want to talk about being enslaved and being controlled, that they take some of those inspectors and they beat them to death. Because, okay, there's only 20% coal and it's full of coal. Yeah, but it's only two, you know. You take a break. You get any type of rights, you thank them. You thank coal miners. The Molly Maguires have finally been pardoned for what they went through. Please don't forget to comment down below or like. Let me know you're watching. I get like a bunch of people watching. I don't know who's watching or listening or whatever, but thank you so much. Got about 30 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I always wondered this, and this is one question. Okay. Here's a question for President Trump. Why aren't you at your debates playing America by Neil Diamond or playing God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood? Why aren't you playing the national anthem? Half these songs you play, they end up, stop playing my music. Well, because they're liberal leftist pieces of crap. I remember Dennis Leary did this sometime in a stand-up, and he, I love him. And he's like, they had these MTV Rock the Vote. Has this country gone under that people are so popular that they think that they're not their musical celebrity that they can tell me how to think and how to vote? My wife always gives me crap because I have a problem with reality TV. And I do. Because to me, kind of like put a bunch of hidden cameras in a house and film a family. And film them as long as you can until they find out about those cameras. And then film them with a camera crew. You're going to get two different families. Well, the first one's technically reality because they don't know the being and you're getting what's real. But when I was flipping through and they had this Al Gore debate on Rock the Vote, and this guy came up and goes, "What do you think about medical marijuana?" And it instantly bells went off my head, like scripted question, like there are producers that had questions that they handed out to people, and they were here's your question, and if you wanted to really ask a real question, that you wouldn't get a chance. They had like five questions that they had written out that they gave to people to ask. It was so scripted. I'm like, well, what about, and the whole time I'm screaming at the TV, well, let me see here. 1 pound of hemp produces more ethanol than any other, pound for pound. If you take a pound of hemp and a pound of any other substance, it makes more ethanol than any other substance, pound for pound. If you make Band-Aids out of it, hemp is antimicrobial. You don't really need as much, if any, antibiotic cream. It's a better textile. It makes way superior paper. It makes a way better fiber. It's a anti-mold, anti-fire, it's fire-resistant, water. Hempcrete is amazing. I can go on and on and on. It's one of the healthiest oils. But guess what? And that has nothing to do with the marijuana plant and smoking it and getting the medical benefit. That's nothing with that. That's just all the other aspects. The Constitution is written on hemp paper. And it just, and that's why, oh, you don't watch that cooking show? Hell's Kitchen is great. Like, I cook for a living. I don't want to see that scripted crap. And that's all it is, because when you see people that have never cooked a day in their life in a kitchen and they got on that show, well, I was a corporate buyer. I've never cooked before. Maybe at home on the stove, but that's hardly ever. Like, take my sister and have her on Hell's Kitchen, and she's never... I can make a Swanson dinner, maybe. I might microwave burn it, but hey. But one of the greatest things was courageous, and this is what this country needs right now. You know what? And this is a quote from that movie, or very similar. If the fathers just did what they were supposed to do, half the stuff that we face down the street, it wouldn't be there. It's the heart. It starts here. It starts here. It starts in the heart. How is signaling out one Chinese Lives Matter? How is that going to bring people together? How is being your own stores helping your community? You have kids that don't know what they're doing, destroying structures that actually were Union soldiers that were fighting against the Confederacy that they would technically be supporting, but they don't know anything. They're not taught anything. They're just brainwashed. They don't know anything. They have no heart. I wonder if you ask how many of those Black Lives protesters and those rioters, when was the last time they were in church? When was the last time they looked at their heart? What if that was your house? What if that was your community? There was a mayor that supported what was going on until they raided her house. I think it was a mayor. Until they raided and looted her place. That they all support what they're doing until they end up on their doorstep. Well, you trashed that guy's grocery store. You didn't think. How is it right to trash their place, but not yours? I mean, if you don't have a heart to think what you're doing over here, then why should you care about your place? You gotta have a heart. Think about what you're doing. And that's what it is. Thank you, Nadine. My mother-in-law is watching. But that's what it is. If someone wants to come by, go ahead. You wanna trash my community? You wanna trash my place? Go right ahead. I'll give you a match. If you think that's gonna solve, go ahead. I'm not gonna do that, man. I'll pray for you. I'm not perfect, but I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. I'll be there for you. Why are you doing this? I know you're angry. But before you do something dumb, step back. Why are you doing this? Why? How are you bringing people together by what you're doing? Before you act. The old saying, measure 15 times and cut once. And even then I can sometimes mess up. But I try to cut longer than I think. That way I've actually done that before where I think I cut it too long and I'm still short. Mm-hmm. But it starts with the heart. It starts with the home. If you wouldn't want someone trashing your place, why are you trashing someone else's? This is our country. It's not one person's country. Funny story. One of my friends called me up and she did a Blue Lives Matter movement. And I was the only Mustang, because I had a Mustang at the time. I was the only Mustang. And we did that. And we went around and drove by all the police stations and let everyone know that we backed the blue. And it was great. And I was like the only Mustang. And Chris goes, I want to thank Kyle. He's the only Mustang here. The rest, they were all like Jeeps. I think there was a couple like big Super Duty trucks, but they're like 99%. I'm 90% sure it was all Jeeps, but like one truck, and I was a Mustang. Somewhere on my Facebook, I have video of me, you know, like driving down the road like this, holding my camera like this, you know, looking at the road only, you know. Because there's a couple parts of the stretch where it's like we're like in county roads, so there ain't no one around. But, you know, no one is perfect in this world. But we got to give it to God. And that's the problem. Everyone is just so quick to just jump to anger. And I'll be the first one to admit, I do. You know, hey, there's times where I'm like, and I have to pull myself back, or my wife, hey, think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. You know, I've actually been the better man today and congratulated Liverpool on winning the English Premier League title. They did it. They deserve it. You know, and that's what this world needs, more people to stop before they act. Because if they really did that, they'd say, wait a minute, this monument, they were actually fighting for what we believe in, supposedly. because what they supposedly believe in is what do they believe in? Because obviously all black lives don't matter. It's gotten to a point where how can I push everyone? I'm black first. If you've never heard it, go look at Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West. And I'm gonna start the show over again. Hello, my name is Regret, but I'm sure we've met. Every single day of your life, I'm whispering inside that won't let you forget. And over here is defeat. No, hello, my name is... I used to call myself the guy that this song is named is about. I used to call myself, hey, I'm a drug addict. And he goes, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm a child of the one true king. You're a child of God first. You just happen to be Asian or black or Mexican or Hispanic or Central American or Russian or German. But you're a child of God first. Don't forget that. Most of my Christian friends have. They don't want to be a good witness. It starts by sowing a good seed. Yeah, there's a lot of bad out there. But focus on the good. So, okay, yeah, you go over there. You be the clown over there. You, if that's what you want to do, if you want to every day showcase how bad the world is, if it's that bad, why don't you try to fix it? Look at Spike Lee. Lord help Spike Lee, that dude. He's going off on this world that makes him have a comfortable living. He has a posh house, posh things. He pays taxes to this country that, it's so bad. So bad. The man that's been given the greatest life by Americans. So I see you're living and working here. This is me saying this. So I see you're living and working here, earning a handsome living, enjoying posh things and privileges, and paying taxes to support America. You're okay with all that. If you weren't okay with it, you would have left and explain why you continue to live in such an awful country. Why do you live in an awful country? Because he bashes the country. It's like they want to bash America, but then I don't see anybody leaving to go to the country that they strive America to be. How many of these celebrities want to live in Venezuela? Because that's the country they're trying to make America or turn it into. The problem you have is you have people like Al Sharpton pushing the news story, and people are like, nah. And 90% of America is like, yeah, whatever. We know the truth. You got people like Spike Lee that said America was built on genocide, slavery, and theft. Well, he lives better in America than he would probably in any other country, but no one cares because, see, people are tired of people like them bashing the country that they refuse to leave. Oh, I hate America, but I'm living here. I'm not going to go nowhere. Have a backbone. Stand up for what you believe in. I mean, I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. Big time. But it's a medicine. It's not a joke. I hate seeing videos of Yeah, I got a fifth of vodka. I'm going to drink the whole thing in one swallow without stopping. You're stupid. You're stupid. Well, this got 8 million milligrams of THC, and I'm going to eat the whole candy bar, and I'm just going to probably lose my mind and probably get sick and have all kinds of... Leafy.com has actually come out with a dosing chart for edibles. The majority of people, 1 to 2.5 milligrams is what you need. You get mild pain relief, stress relief, anxiety, and other symptoms can be mildly reduced. Improved focus and creativity. If you go to 2.5 to 15 milligrams, you get strong symptom relief, euphoria, may impair condition, and alter perception. I really don't recommend over 5. But then it goes to, like, if you really want to have a super strong euphoria, unaccommodated consumers may experience negative effects, may impair condition and alter perception. 15 to 30 milligrams. 30 to 50 milligrams is very strong euphoria, and I'm accustomed to customers and all kinds of, you'll have all kinds of problems. Likely, you'll be very impaired. You can have major problems. Highly likely to impair if you have 50 to 100 milligrams. Coordination and altered perception can cause negative side effects such as rapid heart rate, nausea, and pain. You gotta, but I show this out there because so many people use and abuse. They're like a kid in a candy store when they go to a dispensary. Yeah, I have issues. I'm gonna, yeah, instead of going because I'm going to school for it. And instead of talking to us, okay, what are your symptoms? What, okay, I recommend getting a volcano so that you don't get, so like if you inhale and exhale, it's completely clear and start on very low, you know, start 10% THC and add some CBD to it. This way, okay, I would get an indica. This way, and go from there, and this is not a joke, because what's going to happen is you're going to be a kid in a candy store, I want a whole bunch of this, and then, yeah, that's not what you need, that's not what your symptoms call for. Make sure your doctor knows what you're doing, make sure he understands, so, you know, I don't care if you're taking fish, let him know, okay, I'm taking essential oils, I'm taking sage, I'm taking clove, I'm taking oregano, whatever. Let him know that. But a lot of people don't know what they're doing, and they down a bunch of edibles, and then, like, I didn't feel anything, and then, like, when it all kicks in, like, too late. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you didn't hear by now, oh, Liverpool won the title. 2019-2020 Premier League title going to the Scousers. I can be the bigger man and give him a shout out. Klopp is an incredible manager, I will say that. Mohamed Salah, one of the best players in the world, I think. He's not Ronaldo, but he's very, very good. But I was hoping for Man City to win today. Liverpool's going to win the title no matter what, but Man City wins, and it helps us in the race for top four. We're 5 points behind. I don't... It's undisclosed about the ban. You know, like they're fighting it. And it's probably going to be a 1 year ban, maybe two. It's kind of undisclosed. It's financial stuff. It's all we're told from what we can. So we don't know. City was crap today. I mean, they, except for a goal from De Bruyne, incredible free kick goal. They were crap. But that's not here nor there, you know. But that's how it was. It was just, I mean, like, did they like, okay, if we lose, if we win, it's going to help Manchester United. Let's lose. We're going to tank. I mean, that's how I felt, you know. I'm like, oh. Because I think City was a better team. But they lost. I mean, they just didn't have it. They just didn't have it. I'm like, but, you know, that's why I wanted City to win, because it helped us in the top four race. Now, I think Jadon Sancho is key with Champions League. We have to get Jadon Sancho, and we can't get him unless we get Champions League. I mean, I think if we can't get Champions League, he'll go to a team that's got it. I have a feeling that we'll get Champions League. I want to get top four on our own. I don't want to get in because of a City ban. I want to get in, be a top four. See, now Liverpool's got it made. So, excellent. But it's one of those things. But it's one of those things that with Man City, I want to win and get in top four. I don't want to have, if they wouldn't have had the ban, we wouldn't be in the Champions League. See, that Liverpool's got it made, because, okay, now they can relax. Now they can play less, they can play a second-string team because they've already won the Premier League title. And let's move, and let's see what happens in the Champions League. Because they can still get the treble. They can still get the treble. So, it's going to be interesting to see. But I think honestly, we have to get Champions League so we can move forward. Because without Champions League football, we're done, you know. Jadon Sancho ain't coming if we ain't got Champions League. So, one of those things that I think we're in the running for him. I think if we don't get him, I don't see him going anywhere. We'll have to see. But Ali talks about, I want to get more. I like him because I see him, he knows what we need at United. And I see him bringing in the right players and getting the wrong ones out. We need to give him a chance. Because I think he's going to turn us. I think he's going to be maybe not 50 years, like seemed like, without Ferguson. But I think he's going to turn the team around. And we're going to start to do some stuff. And I can't wait. I'm excited. We got to see. I think he's trying to do the best he can with what he has. And he's got to get a game plan. Like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is how we're setting it up. It's 4-3-3. That's how we're going to do it. Take it or leave it. If you want to do the 4-3-2-1, okay. The 5-3-2, whatever. Do it and run with it. I want to be a more attacking style. I want to be a team that, I hate that park the bus, hope we can catch them on the break and score a goal and then make it harder than heck for them to score. And then, I don't know. I just hope the Liverpool fans are sensible and don't just go out and do stupid stuff and, oh, screw all this. We're just going to go out and party in the streets and But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of it. I really do. I got about 2 minutes left in the program, so I want to thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share, comment. Let me know you're out there. Thank you. And I have had Christina Fawcett and Esty and my mother-in-law watching. Thank you so much to all y'all. Thank you so much. I do have the PayPal links if you want to donate, because these mics and stuff are not good. About 90 seconds left. Yeah, some of the equipment I want, I'm needing like $1,000, but hey, I do what I do, and I give it to God, and, you know, he makes it happen. I've had like, that's what you got to do, give it to God, because it's amazing. You know, okay, I got a piece of bubble gum, some string, and a paper clip, and I'm going to make a transistor radio, thanks to MacGyver. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening, all around the world. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live, and everyone all around the world on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. You know, it's a different world we live in, and it doesn't have to be a different world. The world is what you make it. If you want it to be great, it can be great. If you want it to be crap, it can be crap. If you want to give this world to God, give it to him. And that's the hardest thing, even for me. Giving my life to God and having him run it instead of me trying to run it. But that's what we do. That's what we try to do. We try to run our lives instead of let God run it for us. But just remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.